Can anybody out there hear me? Hear me?
On this team, we fight that itch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that itch.
Coming in at 320 kilobytes per second, it's time for Matty C's Sports for you and me.
What the fuck is up? They ain't touching me for nothing. Gang shit is not my business. I ain't not the one to fuck with.
All right, everybody, Matty C Sports for you and me. I got a special guest here, the champ right here, WBC silver champion, Mr. Cordell the Gift Booker. How you doing today, man?
I'm good. Had a great training session today. Trained my kids in the camp, so it was an overall great day so far.
And like I was saying to you earlier, man, I appreciate you helping out the youth and, like you said, helping out the future of the sport and helping them in life. So I can appreciate that, man.
Thank you.
So I last saw you. Actually, I saw you live, which was great to see you fight Daniel Aduku to get your belt. So, man, you had a very impressive fight. I liked your defense. I liked how you were throwing your punches. So, I mean, take me back to that and like how the knockout felt. And like, you know, I know he was a little agitated, but I mean, clearly you knocked him to his ass pretty essentially. So like, take me back to that fight and how you felt.
I felt great. I was working on turning and trying to land shots from different angles. That's what we practiced the whole camp. Just being deceptive and landing those shots on the turns when people try to tie me up, get my arms free, work. So it was something that, honestly, we've been working on in the gym for a while, making sure we throw those shots every time people try to tie up, keep the punches going. And he didn't see the shot coming, and that's why I buzzed him that way.
And it seems like your hooks were on point too, man. Like, your right hooks were on, and then – you threw that overhand left, man. That was some good stuff.
Yeah. We've been working on just sitting down on my punches and staying ready to always be in position and land shots.
So, like, the fights I've seen you in, man, like, I've never seen you in a panic. Like, I've never seen you be like, oh, shit, like, I'm losing this round. Or, oh, shit, like, something's going wrong. Like, it seems like you have a composure in the ring. Like, would you agree with that? Like,
yeah. I mean, I'm 19-1, so in that one loss, I lost my composure. But there was 19 times where I didn't. So that for the most part, I usually stay composed and stay poised and keep my mind focused on what's the right thing to do. When I get tired, maybe when I get buzzed with a shot. But even in that loss, that helped me as well, because now I know what to do going forward too. You know, take a knee or tie up. You know, multiple things I could have done differently.
Yeah, man, for sure. And, you know, I've seen your career and what it's been like, and it's been nothing but positive. And that one loss, you still were humble. And like, you know, even though you took that, you had that loss, did that just put more of a fire in you to just like not have that happen again?
Absolutely. It won't happen again. That's my mindset. It's just try to go in here, do the right things, stay focused and really put in pain on these guys, man. Focus on being in shape and being able to do what I know I can do for as long as the fight lasts.
And it's, and like I said, man, like it seems like you're very composed, and you like you're very meticulous in the ring. Like you don't have any like problems with switching up your game and stuff like that. Like, you know, you don't always have to throw your power punches. You can throw your jabs all day and like they don't know what to do. I've seen it in your fights a couple of times, and I'm like, damn, like this guy just knows how to switch up if he's not feeling what he's doing is correct in your mind. So I mean, for you, like it seems like you're in game mode no matter what, whether you have to go hard or you can, you know, not tire yourself out. So
yeah, for me it's just about winning. For me, it's just about winning. Is that as like I just want to win. Like I care about the stoppages. Like I take that all day because we don't get paid for overtime. But I just want to win. And if winning means I could jab you all day and I beat you with a jab for 10 rounds and I won all 10 rounds, I won. Because I don't even like losing a round. I want to win every round. I want to win. If we play tic-tac-toe, I want to win. We play chess, I want to win. We play jacks, I want to win. We can do double dutch, patty cake, slide baby. It don't matter. Everything I do, I want to win. We can play tic-tac-toe, Candyland. It don't matter. I want to win. I don't care what we playing. I want to win.
All right, so the next time I see you, we'll have to play some Candylands. I'll go down to Connecticut and go do some of that dope shit right there, man. I won't spar with you though. I don't want to do that. So man, let's talk about the task in hand, man. So you're coming back to Mohegan Sun. You're the main event, and you're taking on Nicholas Hernandez. So what do you know about this cat right now? I know he's got a decent record. And
first, I'm just happy that I'm in the main event. This is my first main event ever. First time I've ever been in main event, so this is something special to me already. And I'm at home in Connecticut. Him though, I honestly feel like he has a good record. He has a better record than what he is though. I don't feel like he can do. There's nothing that he's gonna do that's better than me. He's not faster than me. He's not stronger than me. Not smarter than me. So there's no way for him to win this fight. There's no way out. He gonna get in the ring and I'm gonna take care of business. I've been training extremely hard.
Hell yeah, man. I mean, you know, this is coming from, you know, from a different point of view. I mean, this guy doesn't even know, you know, for you, I mean, this is a question I would ask you, like where you fought, like you fought here in Connecticut, you fought everywhere there is, like New York and things like that, like in amateurs and stuff like that. Like, is this different knowing that like you're at home, like Mohegan Sun is your arena that night? Like, does that hype you up even more?
Absolutely. He's coming to my home state, where all my friends and my family and fans that I'm trying to build a fan base here at home. And so he's coming in to challenge me and try to derail me and knock me off my pivot. It's not gonna happen. You know, I'm taking anybody who step in the building to fight me at home, I'm taking it extremely personal because you feel like you got a chance, right? You signed the contract. So now I got to step on you.
Yeah, let's get it. shit, man, you do have an unbelievable fan base, man. Like you pack half of an arena, bro. You and Mike Kimble.
Dude, Mike, man, Mike is he got a lot of fans. He got a great fan base. I love that me and Mike keep returning on the same card because we're getting that crossover, right? My fans are becoming his fans. And same, we're just blending the two. And so we're just getting a ton of support. And I think that's what's important for a lot of the fighters here fighting on this card, because also Slav is from Stanford. He lives out here. And that's going to be a lot of people who know me may not know Slob, and people who know Slob may not know me, but now they will. And we'll all be leaving with more fans who want to come see us again.
Absolutely. And it seems like you guys in Connecticut are a family, like a network of being a family. And that's what's cool about that. And I mean, I will say, Cordell, that it was cool as shit. You had you and you had Mike. So you had the Booker fans on one side of the arena. Then you had Mike's on the other side. I was like, God damn, those guys can really pack a punch and sell them tickets, man.
Yeah, we've been doing pretty well as far as the ticket sales. And that goes out to all the fans, you know, you guys who really enjoy watching this fight. That's doing things like this, getting on the podcast and having people see that I need you guys to be there. Without you guys, this is impossible. It doesn't matter if you guys don't show up. Nobody, it doesn't matter how good I am, but nobody wants to see the show. So really, I'm grateful and I'm thankful for every fan, follower, everybody who asks for a picture or wants to do an interview. I'm always trying to get it done, because without that, I wouldn't be here, honestly.
Well, thanks for the picture last time, bro, when I saw you after you win. And you had the belt, too.
You was in a picture with all my fam, too.
yeah. And then I think somebody stopped and she said, "Oh, hey, go get that boy over there. He wants to take a picture with you." Oh, I was in the family picture. Yeah, that's right.
My cousins.
You gotta get that to me, man.
I got you. I sent it to you after. I got it.
Yeah, man, that was a great night. That was really cool. And the funny thing is that, like, I really appreciated, like, that. That's what I appreciated. Like, every single solitary person that came up to you, you were like dapping or what's up, like, thank you, great win, champ, and stuff like that. So, like, when I heard, like, I was a spectator that night. So I was like, man, like, he really fought well tonight. Like, you fought well against Angel the last time I saw you, too, Angel Hernandez. But I thought you put on an excellent performance against Aduku. So back to Hernandez. I mean, so this guy, like you said, he's got like a 25-6 record, something like that.
Well, 27-6.
27-6.
And three draws.
You're a boxing wreck, man.
When I fight a guy, I'm on him. Like, I know everything about him. There's nothing. I won't be surprised. Like, they won't surprise me. I learn as much as I can about them. And I hope they do the same thing with me. Like, I'm asking questions. I'm looking at things. I'm gonna see your weaknesses. I'm gonna figure out everything about you. Because when it's time to get in the ring, I'm gonna step on you. I'm looking to do you dirty.
That's funny, man. Like, so, I mean, this guy, like, you know, he's coming into your house, like you said. So, I mean, you know, do you have any certain thing you want to do at weigh-ins or talk to this dude? Like, do you have, like, any animosity or, I'm not going to say beef, but, like, anything towards this guy, or just let's fight, let's do it?
No, I mean, I don't like him. I don't like him just, like on some competitive, just as a competitor. I don't like him. I don't like him because he gonna challenge me. He wanted to take what I have, but as far as a human being, like, I think, you know, as a fighter, I respect him. You know, I respect any fighter, but I'm still gonna do him dirty. And then after the fight, I'm gonna tell him, you know, thank you for coming. Without you, there will be no show, because I need somebody to beat up. So thank you for being the guy to get beat up tonight. Because that's all he's not winning the fight. I'm looking to do him dirty. I've been training extremely hard. So I feel great. I feel real confident in what I'm going to do that night.
And I'm confident in you too, man. And that's why, you know, not only am I a podcaster, but I'm also a fan of you as a fighter yourself. And hopefully you'll get here. Want to see you at Canastota, New York, putting you in the Hall of Fame, bro.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I will eventually, like, get to those. I just keep climbing my way back up to those levels, and hopefully I can become that.
And I really truly think you will. I think honestly, you and Mike are really making statements in the Connecticut world. And you know, there's been some fighters, but you guys are like you said, you guys are presently the dogs down there. And like me here in Massachusetts, I appreciate you guys down in Connecticut because you guys fight hard. So, I mean, I'm excited for this one, and I'm sure everybody else is as well. So, also, Cordell, I wanted to ask you, so what's going on tomorrow for you with your press conference? Is there any info you want to give anybody?
I just want everybody who can to show up. It's just going to be us talking about the event and promoting the event. I want the city, you know, my city, Stanford, to just show up and support, because like I said, there's other guys on the card who are talented. They get to meet them. You get to hear from them, because a lot of people may think like, because we're fighters, we aren't personable people that you can speak to. I've heard that before, where people feel like they couldn't approach me. And then they do, and they have a conversation with me, and they're like, wow, you just a regular guy. And I'm like, yeah, I am. I just fight people to get paid. You know what I'm saying? But I take a shit the same way. I bleed the same way. I eat food the same way. It's the same thing. So.
Oh, man. Yeah, man. Like, I just ask you simply, like, you want to come on the show? Yeah, sure. And then, you know, you're a regular, normal person. Shit, you get busy. Like, you're in the gym. You're helping people. Like, you're training. You're sparring. Like, all that shit. Like, people need to understand, like, that you have a job of your own. I have a job of my own. But most fighters, you just got to go up to them and say what's up. And they'll be – most fighters I've talked to or seen are very polite people and nice people. So you're in that category. So don't think –
that's it, man. It's just a job, you know what I mean, that we love to do. It's a passion. So, like, that's it. It's nothing – we are normal human beings like everyone else.
Hell yeah, man. And I respect boxing because of that. And, you know, good stuff, man. So also, is there any sponsors you want to shout out to?
Definitely.
My boy, Paul.
I want to give a shout out to a lot of sponsors, you know, my previous ones. Shout out to my boy, Jesse, Cultured Inc. Shout out to the LaBalbos, the brothers, LaBalbo brothers, they got the auto body shop. Shout out to Juice Kings, my man Nell and Jeff, they always support. Shout out to Zen House, they supported me in the last fight. Visionary, my man Brandon, PG, of course, Paul. Shout out to CES. Shout out to Reconte Boxing, always making my shorts. Shorts are always great. My guy Dan, he's a dog trainer. He also was sponsored. Urban Legends, he has the CBD cream. I mean, I could go on and on.
Damn, man.
I got a lot of support in the town, and I'm just grateful. I'm grateful, honestly, for so many people to believe in me and see the value and supporting, having their brand back me.
Hell yeah, that's a lot of people. I'm sure you got more that I don't even know.
Yeah, if I forgot anybody, I'm sorry. I'm just thinking on the top of my head.
Also, so you had some pretty dope green trunks. Where you go? Is it a secret what trunks you going with now?
This fight? I don't know. I still didn't decide all the way yet, man. I'm always looking for something a little like plain, but a little. Little flash, you know, like those green ones they were black, but they had a little, you know, green trim. I need something that's like plain but stands out, you know. So I'm still working on it. I'll figure it out.
Got you. I thought I was gonna get the exclusive on that shit. So yeah, man. I mean, do you? I know some people like. I wouldn't say, well, yeah, I would say they've dodged you a little bit. You called some people out. I know you're focused on this fight. Is there people in particular that you want to like throw hands with?
honest, to be honest, it's anybody. I mean, there's I'm calling these guys out because I'm just trying to get fights. And these guys don't really want to get in the ring with me because they know they're not on my level. And I'm just trying to see if somebody does think they're on my level so then we can do this. Like, I called out Hogan. I've called out other guys too. Not only him. There's other guys who I've called out. But none of these guys, they don't even say anything back because they don't really want to fight me. They may tell their friends and have their friends yelling because I always hear people like chirping when I come to the fights. But then when I get out the ring, I don't hear them chirping anymore. Like, they won't come to me and say like, oh, this guy beat you. Or they think they can. Because then now I get to say what I want to say back, which is, right. So sign the contract. So sign the contract so we can fight. Because I would love to always fight at Mohegan Sun, especially if it's going to be a guy from Massachusetts or Connecticut where we could both pack the house. We're going to bring both our fans. Because now I'm going to beat your ass, and all your fans are going to be my fans. They're going to be like, wow, this guy really is as good as he says he is. Because a lot of these guys, they don't really want to take that chance or take that risk. But I'm willing to take that risk, which is why I have a loss, because I'm willing to take risks. I'm not trying to hide behind being undefeated. I'm not trying to hide behind only ending boxing with one loss. I want to see how good I am, okay? I'm not good enough. I'm going to try again. I'm going to get better, and I'm going to do it again.
And it is not like you fought any tomato cans, bro. You fought legitimate fighters, man.
Yeah, I mean, in the beginning, you know, everybody fought some tomato cans, but I did what I was supposed to with them. You know what I'm saying? So I could get here and call out guys who have better records and start trying to get those. I want to have guys
shot time.
13-0, 14-0, 15-0, 20-0. A guy like this, 27-6, give him his seventh loss and then fight another guy who maybe is undefeated and give him a loss. I want to be that guy. I beat maybe three undefeated guys on my record. So I enjoy that. I take pride in that.
Hell yeah, man. And this is a question I got to ask you too, man. And everybody's been asking me, and it's been asked to probably the boxing world, who do you take in the fight, Spence or Crawford?
That's a tough one. If I have to pick, I guess I'm going to go, I don't know. It's just like Spence has a lot of pressure, but Terrence Crawford has a lot of layers to his game. I guess if I had to pick money, like somebody said, yeah, you been, I'm gonna go with the money, Terrence Crawford. I would go Terrence Crawford. Just because he has different tricks. Where Spence, his is more about being inside, outside. His is more about range. He works range really well, whereas Terrence Crawford works range, but he could do it inside, outside. He could slip punches, come back with counters, whereas Spence is more just kind of upright. And I think that's going to be the difference between the shots landed.
Yeah, I mean, Crawford is very creative. And God damn, this fight should have happened a long time ago, too.
Yeah, I'm just glad we got it. I'm glad we got it.
Wait, hold on. We still got to wait till that bell rings, bro.
Nah, it's here. It's here. It's here now. I think we waited long enough. I think they really understand, like, this is a legendary fight, and they could go down with the greats, like Marvin Hagler and hers with this fight. I think that's the type of fight we're looking at. One classic fight.
I expect nothing less, man. This is going to be a battle of the ages, and not that I promote anybody gambling, but that spread is pretty even, so...
Yeah, about as tight as it gets.
And I will say behind this is Cordell Booker was on the DraftKings, so hopefully you'll be on there again, bro.
Yeah, they probably will. I think you can only bet on me at Mohegan though, because I'm from Connecticut and it's in Connecticut. I think you can only, if you go to Mohegan, you'll be able to place a bet. I don't think you can.
I did in Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah, because you're in Mass. That's what I think if you're in Connecticut, you can't bet on me.
Really?
You would have to be at, yeah, you have to be at the casino.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I did bet on you, so thank you. So you did a great job, man. Bet on you all day, man. So, yeah. Man, so for you, this is my final question to you, man, is, you know, what is it you want to really, what is your main goal besides win this fight? Like, what is your main goal out of this fight? And, you know, I would say what's your future, but I mean, I want you to concentrate on your fight before anything.
Just building. I'm just building. I haven't, to be honest with you, I haven't been this locked in since like 2018. I haven't fought three fights in a year since maybe 2017. So it feels good to just be active. I feel sharp. I'm getting in the ring and I'm doing things that I used to do. I'm better at things that I wasn't so good at before. And I'm going to show that August 12th, and I'm going to just keep it going. This is just, how do you say it? Like a snowball effect. I'm just going to keep going after this. It doesn't stop right here. I'm just going to keep applying pressure. I beat Angel Hernandez. Then I beat Daniel Adoku. Now I want to beat Nicholas Hernandez. And then we'll see who's next after that. Whoever want to step up, I'm gladly taking whoever. Anyone who wants to fight, I'm gladly to fight, especially if you're going to give me that chance to be at Mohegan again.
Love it, man. Love it. So where can everybody follow you, man? Like, where everybody can they see your unbelievable videos that you be making, man? Those are fire.
You can follow me at TheGIF_7 or just Cordell Booker on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Also Threads now, which is kind of like Instagram, Twitter. Everything is TheGIF_7 or Cordell Booker.
Excellent, man. So everybody, the man right here, Cordell Booker, he's going to take on Mr. Nicholas Hernandez at Mohegan Sun, Arena, August 12th. And do you still have tickets left by any chance?
I'm doing, everything is online, so you can go to my bio. Link is in my bio on Instagram. I actually got to put it up on all my socials. It's on Instagram and Threads right now. I got to put it up on Twitter. I just keep blasting out. I'm doing guerrilla marketing. I'm outside every day, handing out flyers like, yo, I'm Cordell Booker. I'm a U.S. champ. If you want to come see me at Mohegan Sun, here you go. And some people have bought tickets and even said, like, wow. You out here, it's like really promoting yourself. And I'm telling people, yes, I am. Because I want people to see my talent. I want people to, you know, take the time out and enjoy a night. And I want them to actually meet me and see that I'm here. I'm really doing the work. I'm trying to get people to come to my fight. And I want people to support me. And in turn, I support the time.
Absolutely. And I will be at that fight. I will see you there. And support your local fighters, buy their tickets. That's what helps these guys out. So everybody, Cordell Booker, WBC Silver Champion, and Maddie C, good night, Sadie, and thank you all.
Thank you.
Thanks for watching Maddie C's Sports for You and Me. Make sure to follow Maddie C on MattCameron23 on Twitter, Maddie C23 on Instagram, and subscribe to Maddie C's Sports for You and Me on YouTube.
What the fuck is up? They ain't touching me for nothing. Gang shit is not my business. I ain't not the one to fuck with. I bring the flow with lyrical stamina, rapping a million miles. One pun, I'm an animal, then I'm a cannibal, taking my pick and I pounce. Bold and serious, cold amphibious track murderer. A cup I need by no one, so I got my back. Vertebra, the heat is up, extinguisher. I got the track burning up. Don't think to touch, 6 feet's enough to get the match to combust. Diamond, strike it, ignite on any gift and surface solid. Callous, symbols that come from...